Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the host, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Imam Nazim Pasha, and as you can tell, there was a little bit of a technical difficulty there getting on and getting things situated. It's been kind of my story with this computers and technology and everything. My laptop, I thought it had died on me, and I was not in the panicking mode, but I went in to take it in. But before I tell that story, let me get organized here and get my thought process going. Let me acknowledge the fact that we have a promise, or I have a promise, and I'm committed to not waste your time or insult your intelligence. I need to say that out loud to myself and remind myself and remind you at the same time that this program is not just another blog talk. You know, it's something that's really near and dear to me, and I put my fullest effort forward every time, and that's the way that I think things get done. You know, we're going to talk a lot about the past and try to bring it forward so that we can really see how changes can be good, but also how changes can not be that good. They can be good on the surface, but when we really get down to, into the root level and examine it and take it to this logical conclusion, we see that there's some serious flaws, mainly because the balance that's needed, so dearly needed in life, is absent, and it's just an extreme case of one thing or the other. It can be religious, it can be material, it can be mental. Those three combinations have to come together in a balanced way, taking a human approach to this thing called life. We can't leave out one. All isn't important to the other one. You know, it's like three in one. And when we use those threes and escalate and elevate our awareness of them and the role that they're to play, and the fact that it's very intentional. It's not something that was guesswork, or, you know, the creator was bored, so he decided to do this. No, he gave it the divine approach that he gives everything to it, and then he gave us the ability and sent people and prophets and messengers and books to, for us to figure it out. And right now, I have to admit, at this particular time, I won't say an all-time low, but we're very low on the scale of understanding what God intended for this thing called life and this creation and having us here on earth. And you can really get really deep. And I don't want to get that deep, because it can be very intimidating if we realize, wow, we're that far off track. We have all this here at our disposal and at our beck and call, and we're missing the point. We're missing the whole picture that we could see and benefit others once we see it. So let's say we can stop for a minute and see if, by asking a few questions and giving a few things that we hope to connect together, so we can see the picture clearer and also see how we can answer some of these problems and make them no longer problems. Because that's what happens to a problem once we address it, or once the human being addresses these human problems, then we begin to get the right perspective. We begin to get the right approach. And I'm not talking necessarily morally right now. I'm just saying what is proper and what is intended. Let's just go to a basic example. Babies come here without the ability to walk. You know, they're crawling for the period of time that they do, and then we try to get them up and give them incentive and sometimes force the issue and let's get all bold and everything. But when the process is done very normally and very naturally and very consciously, the baby will begin to walk after several, I won't say failures, but several attempts at trying to get up and walk, fall right down. He may laugh about it, she may laugh about it, or they might cry, you know. But what they don't do, they don't give up on it. They realize this thing works, but it works a certain way. You got to put one foot in front of the other. And you got to do it in a way that's not top heavy. You can't lead with your head. You got to stand in a position to where the weight and everything is equally balanced. And so when you move forward, you're going to have the ability of these feet doing what they're supposed to. And then also this mind that's got the will and the foresight to say, everybody else around me is walking, I want to walk too. And they do just as good a job or even better once they get old enough and situated enough and conscious enough to do that. Well, same thing with this thing called life. Once we really, really realize a lot of what we've been doing or a lot of what's been done isn't because we're so brave. You follow the pattern, you trust the creator, you delve and research what the creator explains to you you need to do, and then the results are a form of enlightenment that came from him to us. And we can take all the credit, we can holler out and shout and tell people, Eureka, look what I did, and look what I cured. And, like now, they telling people they're going to make this corona, they're going to get on top of it this time, and they're going to correct this, and they're going to do this. And they found out while they was in the laboratory that it's basically this and it's basically that. And so now they're telling you to get two shots. Get your flu shot and get your corona. So you won't get the flu and you won't get corona. Yes, I'm not knocking science. I'm not making fun of science. But I am aware of that is a ploy. That is a sales ploy that in the world of man, it sounds good. It sounds like the security that you need. It sounds like that they're on top of this thing called flu and COVID. And they're going to give us this beautiful shots to ensure that our health is put first, and we're not going to be dealing with these things like the flu and COVID. That's what the world of man is devised to tell us. And you can, if you look closer, you see all these dollar signs in their eyes. And you see, if you look even closer, and not at what they're saying now, what was going on before this, and I'm not going to get into it too much of it, but people made tons of money during COVID, either delivering sanitary or doing this or doing that or whatever, tons of money. And I'm saying all that to say that's the problem with the culture today. The haves and the have-nots, the gap is getting bigger. Because the level of sophistication is getting greater. So if you don't know all this sophistication and you're not doing it, you're not benefiting from it. And that means that you're also getting lost in the shuffle. Now, I'm not promoting it as much as I'm saying it's playing a role now like it has never played. And you can ignore it if you want to. But you can also ignore they're playing it not in a dual way. They're playing it in a singular way, and they're kind of showing you the general concepts that everybody needs to know when you get technologically literate, and you can function. You buy one, and you can do this with it, and you can do that with it. But the top-scale stuff that they keep from you, when I went to take my laptop in, men did I get an education? Because I didn't know that you could put your, you can cut your laptop off or cut your, you're doing an iPhone or iPad off, and you can hit the button and it comes back on. But when you hit the sleep button like I did, you can lock it into sleep and it'll act just like the battery's out or the power's gone or whatever. You have to know that that's a possibility. And when you do, like the Geek Squad guy did, he checked this, he checked that, did this, couldn't get, Then he did some little move. I don't know what it was, but he must realize that the one thing I haven't done, I haven't checked to see if it's locked into sleep. And he, after he did that, boom. Things start marking. All I do is put my code in there and, you know, my password, and whoop, came on just like nothing. And because he's done this time after time after time, he recognized how to troubleshoot it. And I was there, I mean, the rest of the time I was there, was just talking to him about this, that, and the other. But he recognized with his troubleshooting that the symptoms were saying this. If 5 days of 30 ago, yesterday he was working, now it's not working. It doesn't mean suggest. Another thing, I see the light, I see this, I see that. So it must be able to work. You just got to figure out what went wrong to keep it from working. And he did it. And he told me what it was. He told me, but what I do need, and it's going to take a couple of days of leaving my computer there because it just takes so much time to download or upload from one computer to the other. Especially when you got one that's older trying to put something in one that's newer. You're going to have all kind of issues, compatibility, woo-woo, wah-wah-wah. But he said, get that